Concerns are being raised about the effect social media is having on criminal prosecutions. A South Australian judge says a generation of Facebook users is increasingly heading online to investigate cases in which they're victims or witnesses. And it's not just the general public at risk of tainting evidence. The judge is also warning police against using Facebook to identify suspects. Rebecca Bryce reports.
Cases like the killing of Jill Maher in Melbourne have highlighted the problems of trial by social media. But now a South Australian judge says websites like Facebook are prejudicing witness accounts. In an appeal judgment, Justice David Peake says Facebook has spawned a new generation of private investigators.
The process itself has very great problems in relation to potential contamination of evidence. Such problems are likely to occur when a victim of crime, or a witness to it, searches Facebook looking for the offender.
He says it's also much easier for witnesses to discuss what they saw.
In the age of Facebook, the spectre of what is little more than speculation upon speculation, very quickly solidifying into an accepted view, is something that must be very closely guarded against when trying to bridge the chasm between social chit-chat and proof beyond reasonable doubt in a court of law.
The appeal judgment overturned a man's conviction for assault. The victim and a prosecution witness had used Facebook to find him. Tony Kerrin is the president of the Australian Lawyers Alliance.
The contamination of witness testimony is not new. I think the means by which it's occurring is probably novel in the sense we're talking about Facebook and other forms of social media.
Is this likely to be happening elsewhere around Australia?
Yes, I imagine it's a matter that's probably affecting jurisdictions all around the world in the Western countries and probably others as well in terms of our common law system of justice. It is an issue.
In the assault case, police relied on witnesses' Facebook identifications instead of doing their own identification procedures. The judge labelled that a very serious failure of the investigation, and police now acknowledge they could have done better. Andrew Goldsmith is a professor of criminology at Flinders University. He says the Facebook era poses new challenges.
It's just, I think, inevitable given the prevalence of social media among people, particularly young people today. I think it adds a new dimension to the criminal justice system, to the integrity of trials, and it's clearly challenging police, lawyers and judges in how to deal with it.
He's been investigating how police actions online can also compromise cases too.
So police officers who, say, drink too much at a party, post some compromising picture of themselves inebriated on Facebook, might find themselves in the witness box down the line facing a defence lawyer who's managed to find their picture or find their record on Facebook and then use that to bring their character into doubt. That's, I think, a problem which is just emerging, which police forces are going to have to reckon with because it affects the integrity of the trial in that sense. I mean, it affects the likelihood that people who have committed crimes will be in fact convicted.
And it's not just criminal cases. Social media is now being used to cast doubt on those involved in civil cases too. Tony Kerrin.
It's an investigative technique that wasn't there 5 years ago, I guess.
That's a report there from Rebecca Bryce.